Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez, with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today is winding down. It is Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. It's today. Like, I'm recording this right now, shortly before I'm sending it out. I didn't really drop the ball. I knew it was Wednesday this morning when I woke up. And never got around to recording something throughout today. Mainly because I just didn't find the time to sit down and do it. So here we are, at the end of the day. I am waiting for all these crazy-ass dance moms to get the hell out of my way. And I'm leaving the gym. The last class just wrapped up, all 14 people in it. Had a great day. I think there was like 49 people in total. Could have been over 50 if everybody that had signed up showed up. Let's touch on that real quick. If you're brand new to the gym, you may or may not know. I sent an email out just recently, so everybody should know about our cancellation fee. It is a $10 charge if you sign up and don't show up, or you cancel before the window that's allotted for your time. If you're coming in the morning, we want you out of the class, not signed up anymore, and taken off the list the night before, you know, no later than like 9 or 10. So if someone was able to make the 5:15 or the 6:15 class, has enough time to make it. And then all the other classes, at least an hour. The system tells me if you're late canceled. You will be charged the $10. I hate doing it. I hate even bringing it up. But get in there. You signed up. Stay committed. Get the fuck in there and have some fun. But yeah, 49 people in. Great, great atmosphere. Great, great energy today. We're past the halfway point of the first month of this fucking year. Can you, like, just take that in for a second? Today was a great, like, I thought of this topic during the 6 p.m. class, so I wrote it down on a post-it note as everybody was getting, like, into section two, which was the two-loop run. So I took a second, wrote this down on a post-it note, because today our youngest son, Aiden, was very zoned in on getting us to what he was calling a football field. And to be completely honest with you, I still don't know what the fuck he thinks a football field is, but I'm assuming something with goalposts, lines, and touch, like end zones, like painted on them. So this morning he tells us, we need to go to a football field. We need to go to a football field. We're like, okay, buddy. We get home and he's like, all right, let's go. And we're like, we have to explain to him how it works. Like, you can't just go to a field that's, you know, specific for football, because we really don't have access to that. And so we compromised on a local basketball court, and we used half the court. He kicked the ball around. We, you know, shot a basketball around, and we had fun. My Tara and my our daughter Kelsey walked around while we, like, us boys stayed on the basketball court, either throwing the ball, kicking the ball, shooting some hoops, whatever. And it was fun, and it was something that we normally wouldn't do, because our kids normally wouldn't want to do that, especially Aiden. You know, Julian would probably want to go. Kelsey would love to go to a park. But Aiden doesn't like doing that stuff. He's totally content with being at home, you know, doing his normal routine, all that good stuff. So today, when he brought that up, at first I was like, why? No, we're not going to do that. I got to go to the gym. You know, you have karate. Aiden does taekwondo. You know, Julian's doing the workout and with the 4:15 class. Like, I don't think we should do that. And then I had to stop myself because... And this is what I thought of during the class. I had this realization that there's going to be a point in time where my kids do not ask to go and do things like this with us. There will be this might be the one and only time that Aiden ever does it. And I need to start realizing and doing the things that are most important. And what's huge with this thought and with this year is a lot of things have been sacrificed, especially with my boys early on in their life, as far as me spending the time with them that I got to spend with Kelsey, because the business was finally kind of on autopilot, so to speak, like with all of the systems and things that I have to run, and the things that I have to do, coaching, the classes, putting together these events. It's all time consuming when it comes to the time that can either be spent focused in playing with Julian and Aiden when they were younger, versus now when Kelsey was younger. So I got to get the experiences with Kelsey as far as her growing up that I did not get with my boys. And this year I've kind of focused on doing more of that and doing the important thing. And the important thing today wasn't staying at home just to stay at home. The important thing was to get my kids to the park so we can create a memory. And it made me think, like, along this line, you need to start doing the thing that's important. And when I usually talk, it's usually specific to the gym, but it's not always about the gym. And so take this for whatever it's worth. If you've recently had an event or a opportunity to do something that creates a memory that's long lasting with a loved one, whether it be your child, your a parent, grandparent, niece, nephew, getting to the gym, making, getting to a run club, whatever it is, whatever, if you recently had an opportunity that you did not take, I want you to next time think about that and do your best to take the opportunity. Do the opportunity. Whatever the opportunity is, do more of it. Because the more and more, like with, and this is, I mean, this is not gym related, but with inflation and gas prices and all this other shit that is going on right now, the most important things are my kids and my wife and the time we get to spend together. And all that leads to is less time doing not important things. Of course, we have to pay our bills, so hosting the, doing classes and running the business, that has to happen. But it doesn't have to be the priority because it's not the most important thing. And taking that into this year, being year 10 of our business adventure, like I have totally flipped a switch, and it's actually made, I think, how I run the business so much better. So much better because of this thought process, thinking in this way, making things a priority. Now, this year could be the year that you make yourself the priority, and the priority being your health and fitness. So therefore, the gym is your priority. Don't fucking forget that. Don't forget that on the days that your friends text you if you want to go out for a drink tonight. Sorry, guys, I got the gym at 5:15. Sorry, guys, I'm not going out because I'm saving money this year. But if you like, bring a bottle of wine over to my house and we can have a, we can have a glass together while we watch a show or play a game. And or, so and so wants to go out. My priority this year is getting out more. Perfect. Yes, I'm going out. I'm gonna be there. Hey, you want to join this book club? Well, I have a goal of reading more. So yes, I will join your book club because the accountability is there. It's the priority of for myself this year. Starting now, I'm doing more of this. Do more of it. And I could not express how much more free I feel when I do the shit that makes me happy. That's a priority. And again, there are going to be the things that you have to do. Not those will never go away. But those things are more manageable, and I feel my days are so much more filled with light than being a grumpy fuck. Because I feel like I was a grumpy fuck for a long time there. No one liked being around me. I didn't like being around me. My kids probably were like, fuck you. And now I think I feel it's different. And I know they see the difference. My wife sees the difference. I hope you guys see the difference. I hope right now you can hear the difference. Do the things that are the priority and do the thing that the things that are important to you and your goals. And I can't express that enough to really dive into those things. And again, if the gym is one of those things, fucking A, dive into it, which leads me to this. And that's the last piece because I'm also almost home. So when you are at the gym, give your all. Whatever your all is for that day, give it. If you are, how do I say this in a nice way? If you are somebody who's coming in and going through the motions, I'm going to tell you right now, other people are going to see it and other people might call you out on it. And I'll tell you now, they're not wrong for it. The way they approach it might be, the deciding factor there if it was a good, a good thing or not. But for the most part, no one would be in the wrong for telling you that your effort isn't there or you're not doing everything. You don't have to be the fastest person. You don't have to use the heaviest weights. You don't, whatever. You don't have to be the quote unquote best for the workout, which, by the way, hint, hint, there is no fucking winners of any of these workouts. You need to do up to our standard. The standard is what we go over on the board. If 10 burpees for 5 rounds is on the board, do fucking 10 burpees every round. If there's a run involved, do the fucking run. Walk it if you have to. If it calls for 20 kettlebell swings, do fucking 20 kettlebell swings. Don't do 15. Put your kettlebell down and don't think anybody missed it because I'm going to guarantee you somebody did. And we don't want that for you. We want you to live up to the standard. We want you to hold your own standard for yourself. And we want you to surpass all your goals. And there's only one way of getting there, and that is doing the work. So when you show up, give your all for you that day. I understand if you're tired, it was a long day. I get it. Don't just go through the motions though. Have intent. Maybe some days I use 25, but today I got to use the 15s. But my intent, I'm going to be there. I'm going to fulfill the whole workout. And my intent is to be here, be present, and get this fucking work done. Do the things throughout the day that make you better. Doing some of the work and just showing up is not holding the standard. So think about this from here on out as much as you can. Do what's important, do what's your priority, and do it with all of your effort, and especially when it comes to the gym. All right, guys, that's it. Sorry this took so long to get out. Appreciate you all. Love you all. We'll see you in the gym. Sweatshirt order was put in. It'll be here the 26th to get your money in if you haven't yet. That's all I got for you guys. Have a great night. We'll see you in the gym, guys.